ओके कानक ती बरी रता अला तू सुनन ना ती बरी रता का जस्ट मेंशन नाउ शी सेड दिस बरी रा हैज थ्री सुन्ना दैट शी एस्टैब्लिश्ड फॉर द मुस्लिम meaning there are certain sunnah of the prophet that she was the cause of that those ruling in the sharia one she said hujirat ala zawa ala zawjiha hina ataka one is that she was given the choice to either remain with her husband or not when she regained her freedom. What happened is the long story, but in summary of it is that Barira was a slave, that like we mentioned, her husband was also a slave. They were both married and they were both slaves. Fortunately for Barira, she got her freedom when Aisha assisted her in buying off her freedom. But her husband still remained a slave. So when, you know, their status is no longer the same now. Because she is now a free bond, her husband is now a slave. So the Prophet gave her the option to either continue to remain as his wife or to dissolve the marriage. Because her status is now higher than that of her husband. Her husband was crying out of his love for her, begging her to remain as his wife. And she was saying, no, I cannot remain under you. When the Prophet saw that the husband was crying out of pity, the Prophet intervened and asked Barira, why don't you remain with your husband? And she asked the Prophet, are you commanding me? You understand? She said, is this a command? If it is a command, some kind of fire, I will obey the command of the Prophet. He said, no, not in command. I'm only just begging. If it's just begging, I'm not interested. I don't be sure. And that was how she left. Okay? So you can see that it was not a command, the Prophet gave her that option. So since then, it became a ruling in the Sharia that if husband and wife are slaves, and the wife regains her freedom, then she has the option of either to remain in the marriage or to dissolve the marriage. Most women will prefer to dissolve the marriage. Why? Because whatever child she has for that man automatically becomes a slave. That is the implication. Alright, and that's why no woman will agree to remain. Okay? Whatever child the slave has also becomes a slave and will be owned by the master of that slave. Okay, so why we see the men and the giving part with slaves? And that's why she decided not to remain. Alakul Haj, she was the reason for that ruling in the Sharia. Then, in next thing is, he said, وَقُهْدِيَ لَهَا لَحْمُ. She said, once there was a time that she was gifted meat. فَدَخَلَ عَلَيَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. When she was given meat as a gift, okay, he was given to her as a sadaqa, even though they use the word Udiya here, they actually mean sadaqa. She collected sadaqa of meat. When she collected that sadaqa, because of her relationship with Aisha, she came and gifted that sadaqa to Aisha. So Aisha was cooking that meat, she was cooking soup with it. She said, فَدَقَلَ عَلَيْهِ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. The Prophet came upon us, upon me, وَالْبُرْمَةُ عَلَنَا, while the pot of soup was still on fire. فَدَعَ بِقَعَانِ. Before now say, oh yeah, bring my food home. So, the Lord is telling Aisha, bring food for me. She said, فَأُوْتِيَ بِخُبْزٍ. And they brought bread for the Prophet. وَقُدَمِنْ. And soup. مِنْ قُدَمِنْ بَيْ. From the soup that they have at home. They did not bring from that one that they are cooking, that there is meat. So when the Prophet opened the plate, I saw that there's no meat inside the soup. For God, the Prophet said, Alam ara al-burmata ala nar fiha laham? He said, you put on fire with meat inside. Why are you bringing me this water that there's no meat? For God, they now said to the Prophet, Bana ya Rasulullah, say, yes, there's meat in the pot that we're cooking. Zalika lahmun tusuddika bihi ala barira. But that meat that you are saying, it was given to Barira as sadaqa. And you are a prophet, you don't take sadaqa. Alright? She said, so we dislike that we should feed you from sadaqa. Because I've explained that here before. Alright? The prophet does not accept sadaqa. Allah prohibited sadaqa upon him. for he had served gift. Qala, the Prophet now said, no. Huwa alayha sadaqa. It is sadaqa to her. Wa huwa lana minha hadiya. But to us, it is gift. When she brought it to Aisha, she did not say, me too, I'm giving you sadaqa. She said, this is a gift for you. Okay? So it is sadaqa to her. But to us, it is gift. And so, I can eat from it. You understand? That's what the Prophet is saying. So that's the second ruling, which came into Islam as a result of Barira. Then the last one, she said, وَقَالَ مِشْرَةُ لَمْ فِيهَا. The Prophet also said, concerning Barira, الْوَلَاءُ لِمَنْ أَعْتَكَ. Right, the right to inheritance is for he who freed the slave. That was also explained in the hadith of Aisha. So these three sunnah were as a result of Aisha. Okay? The right to inheritance is for he who frees the slave. Okay? And then secondly, if a man and a woman are slaves and the wife is free, then she has the right to decide whether to remain with the man or to leave. Then thirdly, in Islam, okay? Thirdly, in Islam, one thing can have two different rulings, alright, to two different people. Do you understand? Okay, it can have two different rulings to do two different people. Okay, you can see it is the same meaning, but to Barira, it is Sadaqa. But to the Prophet, it is what? It is a gift. Even though it is the same meaning. It is the same meaning. So this rule also was gotten into Islam as a result of the actions of Barira. And with that, we have come to the end of the last hadith under that chapter. We'll stop here, inshallah. Whatever was said at the time, may Allah reward us for it. Whatever we are wrong, may Allah forgive us. May Allah increase us knowledge. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdik. Surah la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi. If there are a few questions I'll take before the prayer. Sorry, somebody is in the office.
My first question is, can a woman to be head of something when a man dies? He has a rope that is meant to use to get up for his head, but his head is used to use up the house.
Wait, he died?
Somebody died.
He left behind?
He's throwing.
Okay, he's throwing. He has death.
I have a note
that you should use to that death.
But if you have to have him, I'm not doing it
to pay.
Then, too. If I have a thing to say that somebody, if you have a child, and the family member that I give from God, and they are still giving my life. I don't know how that would be. Then he was from the last one. I have come across a question about the sharing of inheritance that was supposed to be when you bring back. So that he was not, but how much we have been able to do things that are not coming back. The highest is that he said, Mohammed, you are without truth.
Now, as for your first question, where a person died indebted and he has left behind property that would be enough to settle that debt, then it is the obligation. Okay, of the heir to settle that debt. Okay, they have to settle that debt from what has been left behind by the deceased. But the creditor, alright, must be able to prove that this person is owing me. No? Yes, he must be able to prove. Alright, it's either there's an agreement that the road signed, or there are witnesses. Alright, who will testify that yes, we are witnesses to the transaction between them and this man is owing this man so amount. Okay, so if he can prove by written evidence or by oral evidence, witnesses. Because then his right is established in the Sharia. Because it, he can sue them to court, to the Sharia court, and the Sharia will enforce it. Because it, the Sharia will make those heirs to pay that debt from the property left behind by the deceased. But if he has no evidence, because then they have not done anything wrong if they refuse to give him from that property. Because you cannot know who is paying the truth now. Because you cannot know. So he may entitled to no right. But if he has evidence, okay, then it's an obligation upon them to pay, and if they refuse, he can sue them. Because and the Sharia will enforce it. Alright. So that is the position of the Sharia. And it is good for families to know that paying of this debt is a burden that they are lifting away from the neck of their diseased person. Do you understand? It's a great burden on the dead person in his grave. During that of the Prophet, if a person dies, alright, at the beginning of Islam, if a person dies and he is indebted, the Prophet does not even use to agree to pray over that person. If they come and say, so person has died, come and lead the prayer, he will ask, is he indebted? If they say yes, he say, go and get another person to pray, he will not feel why. In fact, he told some people, when they were asking about their fellow brother who has died, he said, who are mahbusun bidayni? He has been in prison, in his grave, by his death. So it's a great body. Everybody should try as much as possible to settle their debt before they die. Alright, it's a great body. And that's why they inherit, those who inherit should not be greedy and be interested in passing the money. They should think about the situation of their fellow person in the grave. Okay, so they should try as much as possible to settle valid debt. Alright, if the creator has valid claim, they should settle it. And if they refuse, the person can sue them to court and the court will enforce it. Secondly, on the issue of when a person dies and is a civil servant and the government is paying him salary, okay? And the government is paying him salary, it is wrong for his people to continue to keep quiet and allow government to be sending money to his account and they are taking it when the person has already terminated his services to the government. Okay, they are supposed to report to the government and let government know that this person is dead and let them stop paying that person the salary. Alright, instead of waiting and recording the salary, they are supposed to protect the person's debt benefit. Because the government has provision for debt benefit. Because so they are supposed to protect that debt benefit and collect it. Instead of collecting government money when the person that is supposed to work for that money is no longer alive. That is not correct in Islam. Then your last question is what? Yes, in sharing property, okay, like I said, there are prescribed shares, one half, one third, one sixth, one eighth, like that. When the property left behind is material, not monetary terms, legacy, what we do is to cost them. Yeah, we evaluate and know their monetary value. Legacy. So when we now know their monetary value, there are two ways. It's either we sell them. We sell them either to outsiders or to insiders. Then we share the money, realize. Or we evaluate the property. We share the money on paper. Then we now give everybody property equivalent to his share in money. Do you understand what I'm saying? If we evaluate the entire property, and the entire property is 1 million, for example, all right, we cost it. You come, if it's a house, now you bring a quantity surveyor, right? He will evaluate it, an estate manager, he will evaluate it and know. You get it? So, okay, okay, when we share this, we say it's entitled to 150,000. We look at the property, either a room or land, or anything that is equivalent to that 150,000. So, okay, this room and this room together, their worth is 150, so you take that place. This person is entitled to 300,000. So, okay, this portion of the house or this land and this is worth this. Or even if it is closed, or if it is resort, we join all the parts together, they are worth this amount. We gather and we give it. Because, so that's how we share it. Because, so we evaluate, then we share it, then give the people property worth their share in the ministry. Allah Allah. So what is that? Barira. Again, him, if it is the man that is free, that is against Philip, and the woman is slave, because here also there is no problem. Because here, because originally, even a married man is above a woman. Because, so the man also has the right to decide whether to divorce her, because it, or to keep her. Because, well, in his own case, now, if the woman gives birth, you get it? His son is his son. That son will not support become a slave. But when I say that whatever is child given by now is for a male slave. You know, but as for a female slave that is married, you get it? Our children are for our father. So yeah, for the father of the children. No. Islam is that if she pronounces forgiveness, then we walk with her pronouncement. Like Islam is not saying we should judge people's heart. What is in the heart is for Allah. Because we walk with what's clear, physical, what we can see, and we can hear. Because so since she says that she has forgiven, even if it's in her mind, she did not forgive, she has no right again. Alright? She has no right over that money again. So it stands as forgiving. Because the head of that disease person does not have to pay that money. So it's now we work with her pronouncement. That's the definition of the shared. No. It's allowed in the Sharia, right? It's allowed in the Sharia that before the property inheritance is shared, if there are people that have some relationship with the disease, either for relationship or even friendship, you get it? You can, those who inherit can say, we want to give sadaqah. This will be taken as sadaqah, alright? So they give some people part of it before they now share the remaining. So this, in this situation now, since this boy is a non-believer, alright, and in Islam he has no share, so they can give him something just to pacify him. Because if they so wish, if all the inheritors agree and say we give, fine, Islam does not prohibit that. They can give, but it's not going to be given share like every other male child, yeah, because he's not entitled to inheritance. And he cannot sue them to court, because even in our legal system, because the inheritance is considered as personal law. legacy. So the constraint upheld the rule of the Sharia in this case. Because so it's not the like something to the prayer. Even if he goes to God, you know, because it's not like he was not a Muslim, he doesn't know he can inherit the past. The court will enforce the Sharia law as far as inheritance is concerned. They consider that personal law.
No.
Sorry, this might be
it.
And the question mark? Because of prayer. So I let's not take last question. Sorry, let's not take last question.
My
now, like you said, this kind of matter will go to court. Because there will be arguments and counter arguments. You know, that's something that we need to understand. I don't know if I've said that here before. There's a difference between a mufti and a qadi in Islam. All right? There are questions that can be put forward to a mufti. When I say mufti, I don't mean a Greek, I simply mean a preacher, somebody that is preaching, answering questions in Islam. And there are issues that can only be determined by a judge. Do you know what I'm saying? This kind of controversial matters can only be determined by a judge. Because it's not a preacher. Do you know what I'm saying? Because this is a contentious matter. The court will have to look into it. Okay? Which one preceded the other? Is it the Islamic marriage or the court marriage? Do you know what I'm saying? So there will be lawyers on both parties that will argue out. You get it? Even if the man ends up being court married, you get it? During his lifetime, are there indications that the man has decided to be bound by the agreement of that court marriage or not? Or he prefers to be bound by his traditional Islamic religion to rule his estate after his death? So there will be arguments from both sides. At the end of the day, the court will take you to it and decide. It's not something that you can give fatwa on it. Because the fatwa cannot resolve this kind of matter. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.